Today is Monday, September 16th, 2019. Borderlands has its biggest launch of the year, and Minecraft is huge. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you for joining me. Happy Monday. My name is X1. Let's do this. Like Borderlands 3 is the biggest physical launch of the year so far. This is at least according to Eurogamer. Talking about the UK, we've yet to see the US launch numbers, but I would imagine they're similar. That's why this story is so interesting. Borderlands 3 is 2019's biggest bot game release in the UK to date. Sony's PlayStation 4 exclusive Days Gone previously held that title from all the way back in April. Last week's other big rivals, Gears 5 and Pro Evolution Soccer 2020, turned up in the chart in second and third place respectively, but both sold far fewer boxed copies. Physical sales of Borderlands 3 were more than double the combined physical sales of both Gears 5 and PES, though it's harder to make comparisons with previous games in 2K's shooter series. Borderlands 2, which launched in 2012, sold more than twice as many boxed copies during its launch week, though much of the difference here will be made up by Borderlands 3 digital sales. Obviously, in 2012, not as much people were buying digitally. Regardless, Borderlands 3 is a hit. I've played it. I love it. Have fun. Congratulations, Epic. Not Epic. Congratulations, Gearbox. What am I talking about? Anyways, Borderlands 3, biggest UK physical launch of the year so far. Well done. There is a lot of talk about how popular Fortnite is, and yet somehow we seem to forget how popular Minecraft is. In the news story over at PC Gamer, Minecraft attracts more than 112 million players per month. Holy crap. There's this game called Minecraft, and it's really popular. According to Minecraft studio head Helen Zhang, over 112 million people play it per month. That's a third of the population of the United States, and the Australian population is a sixth of that figure. Chang revealed that figure in an interview with Business Insider, adding that the game has grown and endured for over 10 years because it's something people will always return to. Even if they put it down for a few weeks to play something else, it doesn't hurt that Minecraft is now available on virtually every device with the screen, and that Mojang keeps updating the game with stuff like bees and harmony and hope. Better still, the game is advancing with the times. It's getting ray tracing support soon, and if you're the type to turn their nose up at Minecraft's graphics, go check out ray tracing because it's amazing. It makes it look so beautiful. Congratulations to Minecraft. And I think that is true, that people walk away for a little while and come back. I know that's what I do with Minecraft. Minecraft is Legos. Minecraft is often thought of as being a kid's game, and it is. It can be a kid's game, but it can also be an adult game, and it is super fun. Minecraft, 112 million players per month. Holy crap. Hey, we're almost there. We're almost that many listeners on this podcast. Ha! Next up in my Nintendo news, Capcom has reconfirmed that the next Mega Man game is in development. Oh my goodness. 10 months ago, Capcom said that they would be spending 2019 developing the next Mega Man game. This has now been confirmed by Mega Man series producer Kazuhiro Tsuchiya. I don't know if that's how you say his name. I'm going to say Kazuhiro because I can pronounce that. In an interview with 4Gamer, which has been translated into English by Rockman Corner, Kazuhiro says that they are planning on, quote, extending the Mega Man brand at least over 10 or 20 more years by giving it constant stimulation. That way we'll be able to experience new titles alongside new players. It's very exciting. Mega Man, just iconic platformer. Excited to see how they change it, how they, quote unquote, consistently stimulate it over the next little while, what iterations they make of it. But it is exciting to know that Mega Man is not going anywhere anytime soon. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Monday. What a way to start the week. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. And I'll be here first thing tomorrow morning. Have a good Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.